The 11th annual Hudson Children's Book Festival. I'm always amazed by these things. I remember the first year they came on, and then suddenly it's 11. But the 11th annual Hudson Children's Book Festival will take place on Saturday, May 4th, from 10 until 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School in Hudson, New York. This is such an anticipated event, not only for the kids and for parents, but also for the authors themselves. Over 75 children's and young adult authors and illustrators will be in attendance to meet and greet, sign copies of their books. They'll also be celebrating their second annual Literary Lion. Science author Seymour Simon, who has written over 300 science books for kids, will be on hand. An exhibitor hall will be bustling with tons of community organizations providing activities and giveaways. And to learn more, we welcome festival co-director Lisa Dolan. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
And I think you're our first literary lion, Seymour, I think, on our show. You're our
Shall
first
I
literary
roar?
Lion. Yeah,
Shall
roar away.
Roar away.
It is a great pleasure to have you on the program, too.
Thank you very much
for being with us. Well, let us begin with you. I am fascinated, Lisa, in how this whole thing has just grown and expanded, and now, there's no stopping this train.
Here we are. Yeah,
yes.
Since 2009. If you build it, they will come.
That's right. You did. They're coming. So how have, give us a sense of how this event has grown over time and what it means to the community as a
whole.
Sure.
To the community of Hudson, it's a really big deal because we're able to do things for our students that a lot of book festivals aren't able to do. We now have a sister organization called the Hudson Literacy Fund who sponsors our Literary Lion Award and who makes sure every kid in our district, which is a high poverty, high needs, diverse district, gets a free book from the author of
wow.
their choice. And besides that, just the luminaries that come and visit us. We have Nikki Grimes coming with us this year, Jane Yolen as usual, and Seymour, who's been with us every single year. It really brings books to life for our kids and makes them feel like they're part of something special.
Can you, I mean, you have, what, 75 authors? I mean, that's authors and illustrators?
Yes.
That's a huge number. So I assume that just keeps growing and finding out about it and you tell your friends.
It's big, but we limit it. We try to stay right around 75. We have probably hundreds of applications sitting in there.
Really?
So we try
to
discriminate by genre and age group. You know, it's hard. It's hard to say no, but it feels good to have.
Now, I hold in my hand, is this your latest book? Is this the newest book?
That's the newest book. It just came. Actually, those copies just came out last week.
Well, it's called Destination Moon, and it's by Seymour Simon, and it is absolutely beautiful. It is a gorgeous book. I was reading this over the weekend, and it is, it's really...
Thank you.
What a story. Now, how did you get many of your books, as I said, just science... type. So what do you look for in a subject?
Well, I think what this book is really special to me because when I was a kid, I read science fiction. There was no TV, etc. So I was reading every science fiction magazine available at the time. And in fact, the first book I ever wrote was a book that I wrote in second grade called Space Monsters. And I wrote Space Monsters because I loved reading science fiction. In fact, my first published efforts was a letter to Thrilling Wonder magazine, and I wrote a letter to them telling them how each of the stories affected me. And at the end of it, I said something that to this day embarrasses me because it's such a cliche. I said something like, I hear the rockets going off in the distance and I have to leave now. And I was 7 years old, so I guess I'm permitted to do a cliche. But this Destination Moon is a celebration of our 50th anniversary of walking on the moon. You know that when Armstrong walked on the moon for the first time, 500 million people watched his walk. 500 million people. And the entire Earth population at that point was only 3.5 billion. That means that most people watched it. It was not only a small step for humankind and a great leap for humankind, a small step for man, a great leap for humankind. I think that to this day, I think that most people feel that that's the beginning of our exploration of space.
You know, I have seen a lot of these specials that are being put out and so forth. I learned things in this book that I had never seen in any of those, which I just found fascinating. Let me give you some examples in case you care.
I do.
First of all, the whole thing about, because you never see any, I'd never seen, there's a beautiful picture in here of the ticker tape parade, but the whole thing about the quarantine and the sort of the post after they landed and what went on. And I didn't know that story, and that was fascinating. And then you have a wonderful thing in here about what if the moon landing had failed.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that the president had written, had prepared in case something went wrong.
Yes. There was such danger in the whole expedition. I mean, for example, when they were landing on the moon, they came within just a few seconds of running out of fuel. If they had run out of fuel, the lunar landing module would have failed. They would have crashed into the moon and been killed. These were really heroes. These people knew that there was no backup team. They either had to do it by themselves or they were just not able to do it.
I mean, the other thing, too, is that there had been such tragedy in the space program up until this point, that there were no guarantees.
Absolutely.
There were no guarantees that this was going to work out. I mean, you had your best and brightest working on it, but a lot could go wrong.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, many classes used to watch each launch until the launch that there was fire broke out and the three astronauts were killed because of that fire. Many classes heard that firsthand, and they were properly stunned by it. I think that as a result of that, the classes didn't listen to it firsthand. But one of the interesting things about doing children's books is that, you know, the current person who's on Jeopardy is winning over $1 million, and they asked him.
He's insane.
They asked him, where does he learn all the stuff? And he said he reads children's nonfiction. Because children's nonfiction are the kinds of things where you really learn the things you want to know.
Mm-hmm. It's accessible.
I want to. I just want to give a quick list of some of your books: Animals Nobody Loves, Hurricanes, Sharks, Earthquakes, Tornadoes, Wolves, Volcanoes, Lightning, Our Solar System, Global Warming. God bless you.
Yes.
Your lungs. You've written a book on our lungs.
Yes. I've also written a book called Guts.
Yes, well, good. And then, you know, the cute book about cats, insects, whales, and the list just goes on and on. What I want to ask you, bringing it back to the festival that is happening, that is, what do you get out of that act of meeting readers, meeting kids, talking about your books?
Well, I've spoken to kids all over the country, in fact, all over the world. But what's really unique about the festival is that each kid has a chit. And instead of just giving them any old book, they go around, they meet all of the authors, they look at the books, and then they select the book that they want and get it signed to them by the author. And I think that's just wonderful. For many of these children, this is the first book in their house.
Yep.
And they begin a lifetime of being a reader as a result of this festival. And I think it's just incredible and wonderful.
I would think that you're getting to the point now where you're not quite there, but you'll be getting to that point where those kids will be grown up and start bringing their kids. And that'll be, imagine how gratifying that
will
be.
I was in a credit union the other day, and a girl came up to me. She was probably 20, said, "Oh, the festival was my favorite day of the year." Yeah, that always gives me shivers.
Yeah, that's really great. It doesn't work. It doesn't get better than that. Who ultimately organizes it, and how do you make it all happen?
So we started the festival in 2009 with Maria Suttmeyer, who's now our superintendent of schools.
Yep.
Taking over for her is Jen Clark, who's a teacher in Hudson, and she does the lion's share of the work now.
And when you think about it and opening it up, but it's not just for the kids, it's for the kids at the school. It's open to everybody.
It's
right?
open to everyone, and yeah. It's become a real destination. People come from all over. I think someone recently contacted us or Jen, and was bringing a bus from Pennsylvania.
You know, nice.
So they come from all over because these authors are, you know, they're the best in the country.
And how do you corral everybody? As you said, you get more people wanting to come than you can possibly imagine. But it also speaks. Some are geographically close. I mean, there's some you mentioned Jane Yolen and people who live close that
right.
there are obvious choices.
But
Nikki
Grimes is coming from California.
That's great.
On Friday night.
Yeah.
And that happens to us frequently too. They hear about it from their other author friends. I know she heard about it from Wendell Miner and Florence Miner, and they said, "Well, you have to make the trip." And I've always wanted her.
Wendell's the best.
He's
a nice guy.
He did our poster this year.
Oh, it's just he's the best. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. As far as if you were to give advice, and I'll open it up to both of you, but if you have to give people advice of the best way to experience and to get the most out of the festival, what would it be?
Well, I think that actually taking children to the festival. You have to be an adult to drive to the festival. I don't think many of the kids within walking distance, they probably come.
No, we have
by
a bus,
themselves.
A free bus.
Oh, yeah, you get them there.
I think that getting kids to the festival is very important. So what I'm doing these days is talking to all of the adults that I know that have children and urging them to bring them to the festival.
And I would urge them to spend the day because we also have programs. We have a community room second to none.
Yeah.
And in that community room, not only are there people who give away free books, thanks to different grants that we get, but they also have kid-friendly gifts and activities. John Farrell is there playing music. We have, you know, doing a show. We have a group called CCYT. Coming and doing a show called Tall Tales and Legends. So there's something for everyone. Spend the day.
Roughly, what's the age group that you look at?
Yeah, birth to adult.
Birth to adult.
Mm-hmm. We have
We've
authors
included
there for,
everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
we
good.
Have. Like you have our local John Gray comes,
yeah.
And
yes.
He has, this will be his second year. I think he has a new book, and he has a nice
yeah,
following.
Killer's Heart. Yes, he
there.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, everyone. There's
well,
something for everyone.
That's terrific. So it is all happening in Hudson. Let me give you the details so you can find out about it. They have a beautiful website. It's called HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com. HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com. Do I have that right? It is. Yeah, okay. It's the 11th annual Hudson Children's Book Festival. It takes place on Saturday, May 4th from 10 until 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School in Hudson. And to learn more, again, you can just go to HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com. I really want to quickly mention, however, that if people want to witness you getting your award, your Literary Lion Award, that is at the beginning. That'll start the day off, right?
Right.
At 10 o'clock.
Right. We'll also give them a little award the night before. We have a pre-party and with our authors there, and he'll get his award then too from our literacy fund.
I think that this that what Lisa hasn't mentioned is this has become the largest such festival in New York State, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, I think Chappaqua has surpassed us, but that's okay.
Well, let's go after Chappaqua next year.
I'll be going to Chappaqua as well.
Yeah. You're going there too. Well, so, excellent.
But thank you.
It's beautiful. It's Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's all happening. First of all, Seymour, thank you so much for the wonderful, wonderful work you've done. There's probably not a kid alive who doesn't have one of your books. So that's
so.
Very, very cool.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the beautiful award, and thank you for the beautiful work you're doing with kids. And Lisa Dolan, co-director of the festival. What a wonderful thing you've put together. Thank you very much
it's
for sharing with
day.
Us.
Thank you
indeed.
Very much.
We thank you very much. HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.